This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has said he and President Donald Trump, quote, should not have a debate if he still has COVID-19. Biden said Tuesday he's looking forward to being able to debate the president, but wants to follow strict guidelines. Biden says he doesn't know Trump's status since the president returned to the White House after being hospitalized following a COVID-19 diagnosis. The Biden campaign said its candidate tested negative for the virus early Tuesday. President Trump is under doctor's care with the coronavirus. He said Tuesday he's planning to show up for his second debate with Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden next Thursday in Miami. The president first tested positive for COVID-19 last Thursday and was hospitalized 3 days before returning to the White House Monday. Based on that timeline, his attendance at the town hall style event, during which he and Biden are to answer questions from members of the audience, could pose a public health threat based on guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC considers someone infected with the virus to be contagious from 10 to 20 days after the onset of symptoms. Vice President Mike Pence and his Democratic challenger, Senator Kamala Harris, will meet tonight for a debate, AP's Julie Walker reports.
Debate Director Aaron Call says that there's a lot of pressure on Pence.
I think it's going to be an excellent debate. I certainly wouldn't underestimate Mike Pence after the performance that he delivered in 2016. There's so much at stake.
Butler University professor Gregory Shufelt says Pence needs to deliver.
Things have not been moving in the right direction for the Trump-Pence ticket. So I think that really probably changes the trajectory of Vice President Pence will really need to be on offense.
They both agree it will be a very different debate than Trump-Biden. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. Wednesday, Italy made it mandatory to wear face masks outdoors nationwide in an effort to reduce rising COVID-19 infections. The health ministry said this after the cabinet agreed on the measure. Italy has seen a steady increase in new cases in the last 2 months, although its numbers are still much lower than those recorded in other major European countries such as France, Spain, and Britain. A cabinet source said they also approved a decree to extend the COVID-19 state of emergency to January 31st. Eli Lilly and Company said Wednesday it had submitted a request to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, for emergency use of its experimental antibody treatment for COVID-19. Separately, the U.S. drug maker said data from a new study showed a combination of two of its antibody treatments helped reduce hospitalization and emergency room visits for COVID-19 patients. Meanwhile, the FDA has laid out its safety standards for developers of COVID-19 vaccines after the White House blocked their formal release. The move Tuesday is the latest example of the tug of war between Trump officials and government scientists over the review and timeline for upcoming vaccines. Specifically, the FDA documents make clear companies must provide at least 2 months of safety data from participants before seeking emergency approval from the agency. That requirement would almost certainly preclude the introduction of a vaccine by Election Day, November 3rd. Wednesday, Kuwait's new emir, Sheikh Nawaf, named his half-brother, Sheikh Mashal al-Ahmad al-Jaber al-Sabah, as crown prince. 80-year-old Sheikh Mashal is a long-serving top security official. He's been deputy chief of the Kuwait National Guard since 2004, largely staying out of the political scene and away from disputes within the royal family. The Sabah ruling family, quote, blessed, unquote, 83-year-old Sheikh Nawaf's decision, the official Kuwait news agency said Wednesday, a day ahead of a parliamentary session to approve the choice. Turkey's bid to become a member of the European Union appears to be in jeopardy after the bloc's executive branch Tuesday said it's displeased by what it called Ankara's failures to sustain democracy and fight corruption. Hurricane Delta lost strength Wednesday as it churned towards Mexico's Caribbean coast, where thousands of tourists hunkered down in emergency shelters and a string of major beach resorts. The resort city of Cancun opened more shelters than usual, so people have more space than normal due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The hurricane was downgraded to Category 3 as it approached the Yucatan Peninsula, but still threatened to bring strong winds and a life-threatening storm surge, according to the National Hurricane Center. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.